We celebrated Jesus' birthday last week, and I was reminded of what Jesus said one time, that I have come that they may have life, and that to the full.
下个礼拜呢，我们庆祝了圣诞节，让我再次的想起耶稣说的，他说我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。He
came to offer us a life that is better than what we have.
他来了是要给我们一个新的生命，比我们从前的生命更好的。And
we commonly refer to this life, the abundant life.
我们叫这个新的生命呢，丰盛的生命。The
psalmist has painted this abundant life as a The psalmist has painted this picture, a tree planted by the streams of water.
那诗篇的作者呢，给我们描绘了一幅图画，就是一棵种在溪边的树。
Which bears a fruit in season, and the leaves does not wither.
那这棵树呢，是按时候结果子，叶子也不会枯干。
Likewise, our life is like that luscious tree.
那我们的新的生命呢，也像那棵茂盛的树一样。
That tree is luscious because it is planted next to the water.
那棵树非常的茂盛，因为它是种在溪水边的。
And our abundant life is abundant because of Jesus' abundance.
那我们的生命可以丰盛，因为耶稣是丰富的。
And when we come to the end of life, that we hope that we can all say like Paul does,
那当我们有一天我们生命结束的时候，我们都希望我们能够像保罗所说的那样，
that I have fought a good fight, that I have finished the race, that I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所幸的道我已经守住了。
And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
A life that has no regret and ready to meet the Lord.
那就是一个没有后悔，然后准备好可以见主的生命。
And this is a life that what Jesus is offering that is so wonderful and fulfilling.
那就是耶稣要给我们的那样一个美好的满足的生命。
And I pray that every one of us wants to have this abundant life.
那我很期待各位都可以渴慕有这样一个生命。
And today, we're going to look at the abundant life from three areas, from three people that we are familiar with.
那今天呢，我们想从三个不同的角度，通过三个我们所熟悉的圣经人物来看这个丰盛的生命。
And these are the three siblings that Jesus loved, Lazarus, Martha, and Mary.
这三个人呢，就是耶稣所爱的三个兄弟姐妹，他们是拿撒路、马大和玛利亚。Now,
Lazarus, we don't know too much about him.
拿撒路呢，我们知道的不多。He
only appeared in two occasions in the Gospel of John.
他呢，只在那个约翰福音里面出现过两次。But
when we mention his name Lazarus, then we all know he's a miracle of a resurrection from the dead.
但是每次我们一提起拿撒路这个名字呢，我们马上就会想到那个让他从死里复活的那个神迹。One
day Lazarus was sick, very sick.
有一天呢，拿撒路病得非常的严重。And
his sister sent someone to fetch Jesus to come and heal him.
那他的姐姐呢，就赶快派人去找耶稣来治，想把他治好。And
Jesus deliberately stayed a couple more days and then decided to go to them.
那耶稣呢，他故意单言了两天，然后才去。Because
he knew Lazarus was dead and buried for 4 days.
因为他知道那个时候拿撒路已经死了，然后已经埋了4天了。Now,
the Jewish customs is not like the Chinese custom that they bind the body with cloth.
那那个犹太人的风俗呢，跟中国有点不一样。那他们在葬礼的时候，他们会把那个死去的人把他们的身体用布裹起来。And
then they will use perfume and oil and anoint the body and then bury it in a cave.
然后他们会用油和香料把那个尸体抹了，然后呢，把它
So Jesus came to his tomb and asked the people to remove the stone that covers the tomb.
那耶稣呢就来到他的那个墓的门口, 然后命令人把那个堵住墓门的那个大石头挪去。
And then he said, Lazarus, come out!
然后他大声说, 拿撒路出来。
And then everyone looked at him, and then there was a body that comes out, bound, and then I don't know how you move, they're probably jumping to the entrance.
然后他们大家都看见那个从那个墓里面 可能就跳出来一个身体被绑着的，还用裹尸布绑着的这么一个尸体， 然后就出来了。
Now that miracle is the most amazing miracle ever.
那真的是一个最奇妙的一个神迹。
I'm probably going to rank that probably top three in the entire Bible.
我可能会如果给它排名的话，我会觉得这个是圣经里面头三名的一个神迹。
Now we have seen, you know, people raised from the dead in other scriptures.
我们在其他地方也见过有,
those are all amazing.
那些都很奇妙。
But Lazarus' resurrection is complete at a different level because he was dead and buried for 4 days.
但是拿撒路的这个从死里面复活呢，是更不一样，更进一步的，因为他是已经死了，而且已经埋葬了4天了。
So he was dead to the bones.
So 用我们的话来说，就是已经死透了。
And this miracle is to show that Jesus' power is way beyond those prophets because he is God.
那这个神迹呢，让我们知道耶稣他的能力是远超过其他的先知，因为他是神。
Now, Lazarus has become the talk of the town.
然后呢，这个 城市里面的人，大家都在谈论拿撒勒的事情。
And people will come to this living person that once was dead.
然后大家就会来看这个以前已经死去的一个，然后又活过来的这么一个人。
You can imagine, CNN reporters will come and visit him.
可能CNN的那些记者呢，就会来采访他。
And then we will share his message on a WeChat.
我们也会在微信上面来跟大家分享这么一个消息。
Because we want to know what it's like to be dead.
因为我们都想知道这个死去到底是一个什么感觉。
Even though Lazarus has become famous, but he only has one contribution to this miracle.
虽然拿撒路他变得很出名了，但是实际上呢，他只做了一件事情。
He was dead.
他就是死了。
If he were not dead, then there's no resurrection of such miracle.
如果他没有死的话，也就没有复活这一件神迹在他身上。
And we would not know how powerful Jesus is.
我们也不会知道耶稣他是多么有能力。
And Jesus would not show God's glory through this miracle.
那耶稣也没法彰显，通过这个神迹来彰显神的荣耀。
So to glorify God, Lazarus must die.
那要荣耀神，拿撒路他必须要死。
So how true is it for us to have the abundant life that we must deny ourselves, carry the cross, and follow Jesus?
所以呢，我们要得到这个丰盛的生命，对我们来说，我们也必须是要舍己，我们的老我必须死掉，然后背起我们的十字架来跟随主。
Because it's a picture of dying to ourselves and surrender to Jesus.
这是一幅致死老我，然后降服于耶稣的图画。
It is very ironic that we must first die to ourselves for us to live the abundant life.
听起来好像有点矛盾，我们必须要先死，然后我们才能够复活，有丰盛的生命。
Because the abundant life can never be built on the self-centeredness, it can only be built on the Christ-centeredness.
因为呢，这个丰盛的生命它是无法建立在自我为中心的基础上，它必须是要建立在以基督为中心的基础上。
So we put our will, surrender our will to Jesus.
所以我们必须要把我们的主权降服在耶稣的主权之下。And
then we will die to ourselves.
然后致死我们的老我。And
then the abundant life can begin.
然后我们丰盛的生命才能够开始。
Douglas is my colleague at work, and then he is a bodybuilder.
那 Douglas 呢，是我的一个同事，公司的一个同事，他是一个练健身的人。He
is very careful what he eats.
那他所以他对他吃的东西呢就非常小心。And
his lunch usually have a piece of meat and then some vegetables.
那他的午餐呢，通常就是有一点肉，然后要吃沙拉。
And then he also has, he'll have protein shakes for afternoon snack.
然后到下午的时候呢,要加餐呢,他会喝一些那种, 蛋白的饮料。
And from mid-November, I don't know about your company, my company start to have a lot of food.
那到每年到11月中的时候呢,不知道你们工作的地方怎么样,那我的公司呢,就会开始有很多的吃的在公司里面。
Now, our group had a potluck, and then everyone brought their, you know, dishes, and then we tasted, and some of them very, very good.
然后我们小组呢,大家就有一个聚餐的活动,然后大家呢,都从家里面带一道菜来,然后那个有的实在是非常非常的好吃。
And then one day, someone brought the donuts, and then another day, chocolates.
那有一天呢,有人会带来一些那种油炸的那种圈饼,然后另外一天呢,又有人带了很多巧克力。
And then some of the vendors, they appreciate our company doing business, and they will send us a food basket.
那有的我们的供应商呢,为了感谢我们的业务呢,就会送给我们 一大篮的那种食物,一大篮的食物。
And I even had a cupcake made of Cold Stone ice cream.
我还吃了一个就是用那种 Cold Stone的那个冰淇淋做的那种小蛋糕。
And then one day, our president said that, hey, we broke the sales this month, and let's have pizza and beer.
那有一天呢,我们公司的老板就说,哎呀,我们这个月有创收了,我们要 订披萨,然后有啤酒来庆祝一下。
Now, while we were stuffed, but Douglas never looked at those food.
我们呢就拼命地吃,但是Douglas,我那个同事呢,他根本连这些食物他看都不看。
Because these sweet, these fatty, this delicious food is never a temptation for him.
因为这些又甜又油的,对我们来说很好吃的食物,对他来说好像是没有吸引力的。
Because building muscles to him is very important that he has to follow a strict diet.
因为健身对他来说非常的重要,他要 一定要有一个很 follow他的饮食计划,然后他才能够成功,才能够健身。So
he had this, he would deny his desire to this, all this food that he's not supposed to take.
所以呢,对这些他不应该吃的东西呢,他有这个能力说不。And
he was disciplined enough to walk away from those tables and tables of food.
所以呢,他有节制,可以
Now, choosing to deny ourselves, to surrender our will to Jesus, is not our natural human tendency.
那选择舍己跟随耶稣呢，不是我们一生来的自然的倾向。
We're not born with, surrender to Jesus, but it is necessary to live the abundant life.
我们不是生来就愿意顺服耶稣的，但是 对我们要想有丰盛的生命,这是必要的。
You know, like Douglas, I think we need to build up our spiritual muscle to surrendering ourselves to Jesus.
就像我的同事Douglas一样,我们也需要 塑造我们属灵的肌肉,这样我们才能够降服于耶稣。
And what motivates us to choose to surrender to Him is really His great love for us.
我们之所以 愿意降服于耶稣是因为他对我们的爱。
Think about it, that we were originally the enemies with God.
我们从前是以神为敌的。
That we are so sinful and prideful creatures that we raise our fist in front of Him in defiance.
我们不愿意顺服神,我们对着神好像就是挥舞着我们的拳头,不愿意顺服他,我们非常的骄傲,我们也是有罪的。
We are supposed to be condemned into the eternal fire.
我们本应该是被 受永火的刑罚。
And yet, out of His great mercy and love, He took pity on us because He knew that we really could not save ourselves.
但是因着他的大爱和他的怜悯, 他愿意来救我们, 因为他知道我们没有办法救我们自己。
So He sent His Son to come to this world and die on the cross.
所以他就派他的儿子来到这个世上, 死在十字架上。
And then whosoever believes in Him, that we shall be saved.
只要相信他的人就能够得救。
Not only that, He also give us the right to be his children, and we can call him Abba, Father.
他不光是那样，他还给我们可以做他儿女的名分，我们可以叫他阿爸父。
He accepts the repentant sinners into his own family.
只要愿意悔改，我们就可以成为神家里的一员。
How much a price that he had paid to exchange this great blessings that to us?
他为我们是付上了何等的代价，所以我们可以有这样的福分。
How could we not surrender ourselves to him?
那知道他这样的大爱以后，我们怎么能够不降服于他呢？
But then once we experience his love, then we want to repay him. We want to do something for him.
那我们经历了这样的大爱以后，我们就想要报答他，想要为他做点什么。
And that's what Martha did.
那就是马大所做的。
Let's read this passage, Luke 10:38-42 in English first and then in Chinese.
那我们一起来读路加福音的10:38-42，我们先用英文来读，然后用中文读。
Okay. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
那我们用中文再来读一次。38，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Now imagine you heard that Jesus is coming to your town.
那我们想象一下，你听说耶稣要来到你所住的这个城市。
And this highly esteemed teacher is coming to our town.
这个备受尊敬的老师要来到你住的地方。
And then you went to him and say, Hey teacher, come to our house and then rest a while and then continue your journey.
那你就去对这个老师说，哎，老师，你可不可以到我们家里来休息一下，然后你再继续赶你要走的路。
And then Jesus said, okay.
那耶稣说，好啊。
He accepted your invitation.
他接受了你的邀请。
Now, how would you show your love to him?
那你会怎么样来表达你对他的爱呢？
There are two ways to show it.
有两种方式可以表达。
One way is something goes like this for Martha.
那一个有一种方式呢，就像马大的这样的方式。
Oh, Jesus and his company is coming to our house.
哦，耶稣和他跟随他的人要到我们家里来。
Oh, what am I going to serve for meal?
我要做点什么给他们吃呢？
Let's look at the menu. We can do a barbecue sheep, barbecue lamb, and then some pickled cucumbers and olives, and then maybe bake some bread.
我想想啊，我想想我们的菜谱，可能可以烤一点羊啊，烧烤一点羊肉，然后呢腌一些橄榄呐、啊，腌一些菜啊，然后可能还要烤一些面包。
Let me see what I have in the pantry and what do I need to buy from market.
我看看我的橱柜里面还有些什么东西，然后还需要买一点什么。
Now Lazarus can kill some sheep and then Mary will help me and then I think I need to borrow a grill from my neighbor.
拿撒路呢可以帮我去杀羊，然后可能妹妹玛利亚可以来在厨房帮我，然后我可能还需要问我的邻居要借一个那个烧烤的炉子。
So Mary would show his love the way that was by serving. Martha is showing her way of loving is by serving.
那马大呢，他就是通过这种做事的服侍的这个方式来表达他的爱。
Now another way is like what Mary will ponder.
那另外一种方式呢，就像玛利亚。
Oh, Jesus and his company is coming to our house. Every time I hear his sermons, I am just so moved.
每次我听他讲到呢, 我都觉得很感动。
Now, I wonder what kind of a new sermons he has preached lately.
啊, 我在想他最近又讲了些什么新的道呢?
What kind of parables that he has used?
他用了一些什么新的比喻呢?
And then those are Pharisees. I wonder he encountered those Pharisees anymore.
啊, 他是不是又遇到那些法利赛人?
What kind of places that he has visited and how, what are the people that he has met?
他最近又去了些什么地方呢? 又遇到一些什么人呢?
I really, really want to know.
哎, 我很想知道。
Now, Mary will show her love in a way of relating.
那玛利亚呢, 她就是通过建立关系的这种方式来表达她对耶稣的爱。
Now, we all have a tendency of showing our love in one of the two ways, by serving or by relating.
我们呢, 通常都会有, 这两种方式当中的一种倾向性来表达我们的爱。
Neither one is wrong.
这两种方式呢, 都没有什么错。
Yeah, it's just a tendency.
只是你自己的一种倾向而已。
So if Jesus is coming to your house, then would you first think about the task you need to do or think about the relationship that you want to have with him? Which one do you think about first?
那如果耶稣要来你家的话, 你通常会, 先想到什么呢? 是做事呢? 还是说你是想建立关系? 你通常会先想到什么?
That is your tendency.
那你先要想, 你先想到的就是你的倾向。
Now, those of us... including myself, we are more of, doing tasks, that we have a fear of not doing a good job.
那如果你跟我一样是那种比较倾向于做事的人的话, 我们通常就会害怕万一事情做不好。
Now, Mary has a problem in the kitchen.
那玛利亚, you mean Martha?
Martha had a problem with the kids.
马大呢, 她在厨房里面忙的时候, 她有, 她就遇到了问题。
Now, she needs to prepare lots of food for the company, and there's no help all by herself.
那她在厨房里面准备那么要为那么多人准备吃的, 可是她就她一个人, 没有人在帮她。
Now, her neighbor may not have come, and then Mary certainly is inside with the guests.
可能她的邻居没有来帮忙, 然后她的妹妹玛利亚呢, 又在跟客人在一起, 在房间里。
Now, in those days, that a host, if you don't treat your guest very well, then she will lose her face.
在那个时候呢, 如果你没有把客人招呼好, 没有把客人招待好的话, 那是一件很没有面子的事情。
Now, hospitality is very important. We Chinese know that, right?
所以款待客人是非常重要的, 我们中国人也是一样。
So Martha, facing this all this work that she has to prepare and all by herself, and then now she got frustrated.
那马大呢, 他要一个人做那么多的事情, 然后他就开始变得很恼火。
And then you can just kind of imagine in the kitchen, right, the more frustrated she became, the more loudly those pots and pans start to sound.
你可以想象一下哈, 他一个人在厨房里面忙, 然后他就变得越来越恼火, 然后就开始摔碗摔盆的那样。
And then she starts to complain and think that, where's Mary?
然后他就开始抱怨, 一边做一边就开始抱怨, 那玛利亚又去哪儿了?
Don't they see that I have a lot of work to do and then I have no help?
他看不见我在这儿忙吗? 我没有人帮我。
Isn't Jesus the one to, why didn't Jesus to tell her to help me?
耶稣怎么不叫他来帮我忙呢?
Don't they want to eat?
他们不想吃饭了。
Now, you know, Mary could have just go inside and then say, No, she had to make a scene for everyone to see her aggravation.
但是她没有, 她要让所有的人都知道她现在很恼火。
And then she even went to the guest of honor, Jesus, and then filed a complaint against her and kind of indirect to him as well.
她甚至走到她所请的尊贵的客人面前, 耶稣面前, 然后呢, 来抱怨她的妹妹, 甚至也, 实际上也是在抱怨耶稣。
Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
他说, 主啊, 难道你不在意吗? 我一个人在那里伺候, 你不在意吗? 你应该让玛利亚来帮我。
Now, Jesus replied, Mary, Mary, you are worried and upset about many things.
那耶稣就说, 马大, 马大, 你为很多的事情思虑烦扰。
Now, the word worried in the original text means that it's a heart that is divided, a heart that cannot concentrate.
那个原文那个 worry 就是思虑的那个意思呢, 就是好像你的心被分割, 没法, 专注在一件事情上面。
The word upset, original text means that it's a disturbance. It's like you have a pot of soup, you're just stirring. Like it's a disturbance.
那个扰乱呢, 原文就是说, 好像你在搅什么东西, 在搅一锅汤那样。
And then he continued said that, but few things are needed, indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
然后耶稣他继续说呢, 其实不可少的事情只有一件。 而且玛利亚已经选择了上好的, 是不能夺取的。
What he meant was that, Martha, Martha, that what you are doing is very important, that to feed us.
其实耶稣呢, 就想对他说, 马大呀, 你做的事情是很重要, 你要为我们做饭。
But there is one thing that you have lost the anchor of the service, which is to build the relationship first.
但是呢, 你在做的过程当中已经失去了那个重心, 这个重点是你要做事情, 是为了要建立一个关系。
Now, I have come, why don't you sit next to me and let's talk about for a while?
我现在已经到了你家, 你为什么不坐下来跟我讲讲话?
I want to know what has happened to you, and I want to tell you what has happened to me.
我想知道你都, 你现在最近怎么样, 我也想告诉你我, 我所遇到的一些事情。
And Mary has chosen to be with me, and that is a blessing.
玛利亚选择要跟我在一起, 这是一个福分。
So I will not order her to go and help you.
我不会吩咐她去帮你忙。
So regardless of our tendency, whether it's a serving or relating,
不管我们的倾向是怎么样的, 或者是做事情, 或者是建立关系,
Now, we need actually both to spring forth the abundant life in us.
我们需要这两样, 我们才能够得到我们的丰盛的生命。
So, we serve to build relationship.
我们做事, 我们去服侍, 是为了建立关系。
And a relationship really is the basis of our serving.
然后我们建立关系呢, 实际上也是我们能够去服侍, 去做事情的基础。
When we serve someone, then with the intent of building relationship, then we will serve them more effectively.
当我们抱着一个建立关系的这么一个宗旨去服侍人的时候, 这样我们会让我们更有效率。
Now I know us the task oriented that you know building relationship is difficult.
像我们这些就是习惯于做事情的人来说呢, 要建立关系对我们来说不是一件很自然的事情。
Yeah, after we say hello, and then we don't have too much to say.
我们打完一个招呼以后就不知道接下来该讲点什么了。
But let me propose this to you.
那我给你点建议。
We serve to benefit others.
我们做事是为了让别人得益处。
If we know them better, then our service will be better for that person.
那所以如果我们更了解这个人的话, 那我们做起来是不是会, 做的事情, 服侍起来是不是会对那个人更有好处?
It actually takes courage to practice building relationship.
其实建立关系呢, 是需要勇气的。
Now, after I got married a year or two, one of my colleagues became father the first time.
那我结婚大概一两年以后呢, 我有一个同事, 他, 他第一次当爸爸了。
So I came home and told my wife Linda and said, hey, so-and-so had a baby.
那我回家呢, 就告诉我太太 Linda说, hey, 我那个同事, 谁谁谁, 他那个有一个小baby了。
And then she asked, so what's her name?
那Linda就问我, 那她叫什么名字啊?
I said, I don't know.
我就说, 我不知道诶。
How much does she weigh?
那她生下来的时候多重啊?
I don't know. Is that important?
我也不知道, 好像不是那么重要吧。
Is it a son or daughter?
那她问, 那到底是个儿子还是女儿啊?
I don't know.
我也不知道啊。
Why is that important?
这些都重要吗?
So she looked at me with her look and said, I think you need to find out more.
那他就我太太就这么看着我，意思是说你需要知道的多一点。
Because all she got out is that my colleague had a baby.
那他听我讲的只是说我的同事有了一个baby.
So the next day, I armed myself with a mission.
所以呢，第二天呢，我就带着一个任务.
And then I said, okay, I wrote down all the questions I'm going to ask.
我就把我要问他的问题都写下来了.
And then I will rehearse a couple of times.
然后我在家里练习了几次.
And then very casually went to him.
然后我就很随意的就接近我的那个同事.
Say, oh, hey, so you had a baby.
然后我就说, hey, 听说你有一个baby了耶.
And then I started asking the questions.
然后我就开始问那些我准备好的问题.
Now, he suddenly got excited and then he started to tell me stories.
然后他听见我问他，他就很激动，然后就开始给我讲故事。
He even pulled out his wallet and showed me some pictures.
他甚至把他的那个钱包拿出来给我看他那个baby的照片。
I was very happy. I got some extra information for Linda.
然后我就很开心，因为我知道更多的信息，我可以告诉我太太。
Now at the end of our conversation, he said, "Thank you to asking about our family."
那讲完了以后呢，我同事就对我说：“谢谢你问起我的家庭。”
I felt really good about what I was doing.
那我让这让我感觉很好。
So in the future, when I found out somebody got a baby, then I'll pull out the same question and ask the same set of questions.
所以后来呢，每次有人生了孩子，我就会问他们同样的问题。
And then I start to note their spouse's name, their kids' grade, their hobbies, and other things.
然后我就开始慢慢的了解他们的配偶的名字啊，他们孩子是几年级了，然后都有些什么爱好啊。
And then you know that this really kind of helps me to practice to build relationship.
这个呢能帮助我去操练跟人建立关系。
And you know that in our church, we have a lot of families, and I try to figure out who's who is in the same family.
那我们教会呢有很多的家庭，我就经常就是在要想谁跟谁是一家的。
Because once I build a relationship with them, that I can serve them better.
因为当我们有了这么一个关系以后呢，我可以更好的为他们服务。
You know that our church is looking for people to serve, right?
你知道我们教会呢总是有很多地方需要人手帮忙的。
If you like to talk to people, then you can join us as a greeter, you know, before the service.
如果你是那种善于跟人交谈的人的话，你可以在那个我们敬拜之前来做那个跟大家问候的那个人。
And then during lunchtime, you can even sit in the reserve sections to dine with the newcomers.
然后吃午餐的时候呢，你就可以跟新来的朋友坐在那个指定给你们留好的地方。
You know, a lot of times that our church has a lot of people, and some people have to find seats during the lunchtime, you'll be very glad that you have a seat.
那我们的教会呢，经常人很多的时候，就很难找到地方可以坐。那那个时候，你会很高兴，你有指定的坐的地方。
Now, are you really good with the fixing stuff and then figuring how things work?
那你很善于修修补补吗？
You know, our church can use some handyman.
我们教会也很需要那种会修理东西的人。
Now, if you are those quiet people, don't want to talk to anybody.
如果你是那种比较内向，不喜欢跟人。
And then we can also use you to do some cleaning.
那我们也需要就是在背后服侍做清洁的那样的人。
If you like to explain things, then you can join us in Sunday school teachers.
那如果你喜欢给人解释这些东西的事情的话，那你可以 加入我们做那个主日学的老师。
Look around, we have many, many opportunities to serve.
你看看你的周围，我们真的是有很多服侍的机会。
Now, also abundant life is also a giving life.
那一个丰盛的生命呢，也是一个给予的生命。
Let's look at Mary. We'll read the passage.
我们来看看玛利亚，我们一起来读。6
days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured out on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later betrayed him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she would save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me.
Okay, 我们一起中文读一遍。约翰福音十二章一到八节，逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那里同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真纳达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？他说 这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊常取其中所存的。耶稣说，由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
Now, pure nard is an extract of perfume oil.
那个真纳达香膏呢，是从那种很香的那种精油里面提炼出来的。
Now, Mary had a bottle that's worth a year's wages.
玛利亚呢，她有这么一瓶，这瓶的价值呢，可能是普通人一年的工资。
And then it was a lot of money at that time.
在那个时候，那是非常的昂贵的。
Now those days, a young lady will save up money, and then she'll buy these nard for her wedding.
那个时候呢，女孩子通常就会把他们的钱都存起来，然后买上这么一瓶，为他们的结婚那天所用。
She not only can use it on the wedding night, but she can also save it as her private fund during the marriage.
这个呢，他不光是可以结婚的那天晚上他可以拿来用，而且呢，这也可以作为他以后的像私房钱。
So it will bring her some financial security.
这会给这个女孩子带来一些那个经济上的安全感。
Now the scripture does not really say why Mary broke the nard for Jesus.
那个经上没有告诉我们玛利亚她为什么要把那瓶香膏打碎了。
Now we can imagine it's probably is out of her gratitude about Jesus.
我们可以推测，可能是因为她非常的感激那个耶稣。
Because women at that time really they depend on men at home, fathers and brothers, and then in marriage will be husband.
因为那个时候的女人呢，通常都是要依附于男人的。她们结婚之前呢，就是依附于他们的父亲、兄弟；然后结婚以后呢，就是依附于他们的丈夫。
So Mary had only one brother, and then she would be very grateful that Jesus has brought him back to life.
那玛利亚她只有一个兄弟，她非常的感谢耶稣，耶稣使她的兄弟从死里复活过来。
Now she probably also has a heart to worship Jesus.
所以他肯定有一颗心，他想要敬拜耶稣。
Now, even though a bottle of nard that will give her some, financial security, but she thought that it was worth to give it up to Jesus.
虽然呢，那一瓶纳达香膏可能会为他今后带来一些经济上面的安全感，但是他觉得为了耶稣把它打碎是值得的。
Now, she used her hair, that is her highest point, and to anoint Jesus' feet at his lowest point.
而且他用他的头发，他头发是他身体里面最高的一个部分，来擦耶稣的脚。耶稣的脚呢，是我们身体当中最低的那个部分。
So this is a way for her to show how much she loves him, and then how humble that she is before him.
这就是他的方式，想要来表达他有多爱耶稣，然后在耶稣面前他是有多谦卑。
Now, apparently, someone in the room really did not understand what Mary was doing.
那个时候，那些人看见他做这个事情的人呢，都不明白他为什么要这么做。
Now, economically, that what Mary is doing really was a waste.
因为从经济上面来讲，玛利亚所做的简直就是浪费。
Imagine this very expensive perfume broke it, and then it will be filled in the room for a couple of hours, and that's that. That's gone.
这么贵的一瓶香膏，你如果把它打碎的话，可能就会让这个屋子可能香上两个小时，就没了。It's
like you take your, you know, $20 bills, you know, for your annual salary, and then you put it on the fireplace and try to get warm.
那就像你把你一年的工资换成20块钱的那个钞票，然后放到那个壁炉里面去烧，为了取暖，把这些钞票都烧了。You
get warmed, and then the cash was gone.
啊，你是可能一下暖和了一点，但是所有的钱都没有了。And
so there are other ways, other better ways to use this stack of money, like helping the poor.
你看这么多钱的话，有其他很多的方式可以用这个钱，像去那个帮助那些有需要的人呢。So
economically, that what Mary was doing really did not make sense.
所以呢，从经济的角度来说呢，玛利亚所做的是不合常理的。
Of course, you know, Judas did not understand what Mary was doing.
犹大他肯定不明白玛利亚为什么要这么做。
Because giving is a decision that we make, that what we give, what we keep.
所以呢，给予实际上是一个决定，我们要给什么，留什么。
Also, sometimes we will give in exchange for something that we will gain.
我们是用什么东西来换什么东西?
So giving really reflects our value.
所以呢，给予实际上反映了我们的价值观。
Now, Mary could have said that, oh, this is a very expensive nard, and it's my, you know, financial security, and Jesus really does not need it.
那玛利亚她可以说，哦，这瓶香膏很贵哦。 也是我以后的那个经济上面的安全感所在。然后耶稣他可能也不是说真正那么需要他。
Or maybe she could have said that maybe I'll just use a little bit to anoint Jesus and then keep the rest of it.
他也可以说，那我就用一点去那个膏耶稣就好了，然后其他的我还可以留着。
But what Mary did is that she just dumped everything out, and because she thought that it was more valuable to do unto Jesus.
那可是玛利亚呢？她却选择了把所有的香膏都倒出来，因为她觉得这样更有价值。
The level of giving reflects the level our love to Jesus.
所以她给的这个程度就反映了她对耶稣的爱的程度。So
how is your giving to the Lord?
那我们是怎么给的呢？
In terms of you know, time or money, how generous are you to give?
那不管是我们的时间还是我们的金钱，我们给的时候有多慷慨呢？
Does your giving reflect the abundant life that you have in Jesus?
你的这个给反映出了你在耶稣里面的那个丰盛的生命吗？
Now, since we're married, that you know, we have been giving to not only our local church but also many Christian organizations.
我们结婚以后呢，我们不光是。 那个为我们的教会奉献，我们也为其他的一些基督教的组织奉献。And
then one day, we got a letter, an audit letter from IRS.
那有一天呢，我们就收到一封从国税局寄来的信。They
want to see all the receipts that, you know, all these charitable donations.
他们想要来审查我们所有的这些奉献的收据。You
know, I thought that we probably gave too much that has triggered the audit.
我们可能是因为我们给的太多了，所以国税局觉得怀疑。Yeah,
but then I was not scared because I am really good with record keeping.
那可是我没有害怕，因为我的收据啊这些都保存得很好。So
I sent them a copy of our receipt this thick, and then they never heard it, and then we never heard it from them.
所以我就把那些收据呢，那么厚厚的一叠，全部都拷贝下来，然后寄给他们，然后就再也没有。
Now, we give because God is abundant. Now, we can never outgive God. Because He lavishes, He outpours His grace and love to all of us. And then, our giving really is no comparison with God's extravagant gift for us.
所以我们给的呢，真的是没法跟神他的丰富的 赐予相比。
But when we are willing to give, when we are willing to let loose our grip,
但是当我们愿意去给，当我们的手不用抓得那么紧的时候，
and God will replace what we have given up with Himself.
神会用他自己来代替那些我们所放弃的。
You know, that means that we're going to gain Him in this exchange.
那就是意味着在这个交换当中，我们可以赢得他自己。
And when we gain Him in our life, then we have no fear about our future.
当我们能够真是得到他自己的时候，我们对未来就没有任何的恐惧。
There's no bondage, there's all freedom in Him.
我们就没有捆绑，然后我们就有他在他里面的自由。
And that is the abundant life.
那就是丰盛的生命。
Now, I became a believer when I was in college.
我是在大学的时候信主的。
In those early years that several of brothers that had that several brothers in the Bible study group that have really influenced me greatly in the walk with the Lord.
在信主的那最初的几年里面，我们那个查经小组里面的几个弟兄对我跟随神的这个经历呢有很大的影响。
And there was a brother Xiao I want to tell you about.
我想跟大家讲一个肖弟兄。
He was very serious about his faith.
他对他的信仰非常的认真。
He also very diligently shared his faith with other people.
而且他总是非常殷勤的跟别人那个分享他的信仰。
And when he heard me that I became a Christian, that he invited me to dinner, and then he started to explain about the gospel more comprehensively.
当他听说我成了基督徒以后呢，他就邀请我去他家吃饭，然后就把那个救恩的道理给我完整的给我讲了一次。
But then a few months later, that he was diagnosed with a stomach cancer.
但是几个月以后呢，他被诊断出来有胃癌。
And he quickly decided to go back home to Taiwan.
然后他很快就决定他要回到台湾。
And then many of our friends will visit him and try to comfort him.
那我们很多的朋友呢，就会去看望他，然后就要试着要去安慰他。
But he, in turn, tried to encourage the Christians that we should walk closer with the Lord.
但是反过来呢，他却鼓励我们这些基督徒要跟神要有走得更近。
And then those non-believers that he wants them to believe in Jesus because death can come suddenly.
然后对于那些还没有信主的人呢，他总是催逼他们要赶紧信主，因为死亡随时都可能来到。
And then on the day that he was leaving to Taiwan,
那就在他离开要去台湾的那一天。
And he even did not let out an opportunity to share the news, good news to a seeker that urged him to accept Jesus.
就在那一天，他走的那一天，他也没有放掉一个机会，就是他去那个帮助一个还在寻求的一个人，要催促他赶紧信主。
And then 3 months later, the news came from Taiwan that Brother Xiao passed away.
那三个月以后呢，就台湾的消息就说肖弟兄已经去世了。
We were so sad and we did not understand why God would not heal a such a wonderful brother.
那我们大家都非常的难过，我们真的是不明白为什么神他不医治这么好的一个弟兄。
And then later someone went to Taiwan, visited his family, and then heard the rest of the story.
那后来呢，我们有一个朋友回到台湾，然后去看望他的家人，然后就听到了接下来的事情。
Now, Brother Xiao may have a better chance of surviving cancer had he decided to stay in the United States.
那肖弟兄，如果他留在美国的话，他可能他的癌症被治愈的机会更大。
But he decided to go back home because he wanted to share the good news to his own family because he knows that time was short.
但是他选择要回到台湾，因为他想要把他的这个福音要跟他的家人分享，因为他知道时间不多。
And then when the cancer cell spread to other parts of his body, that he was in great, great pain.
当那个癌细胞扩散到他身体其他地方的时候，他是浑身非常非常的痛苦。
But he praised God and gave thanks to Jesus.
但是就在那个痛苦当中，他仍然赞美神。
Because he kind of experienced a little bit what Jesus went through on the cross for his sin.
因为他就在这个过程中，他经历到耶稣在十字架上为我们死的时候所经历的。
Because he understood a little bit better about the verse that because of his stripes that we are healed.
他更明白了就是那句话，因他的鞭伤我们得医治，是什么意思。
Even though his body was not healed, but his soul was.
虽然他的身体没有得医治，但是他的灵魂得医治。
He lived the abundant life, and he was ready to meet the Lord.
他过了一个丰盛的生命，而且他准备好去见耶稣了。
When I heard that, I said, I wanted that abundant life.
我听到这个消息以后呢，我就觉得我也想要那个丰盛的生命。
Abundant life is a life that we surrender to Jesus and to die for to ourselves.
一个丰盛的生命是一个降服于耶稣，然后致死老我的这么一个生命。
And this life that has poured from God.
那个生命是从神来的。
And this life that we show our love that how we will relate to others and how we will serve.
这个生命呢也体现在我们怎么跟神建立关系，然后怎么服侍别人。
And we will give generously because we have Jesus.
我们可以很慷慨的去给予，因为我们有耶稣。
And this abundant life is what Jesus is offering to all of us.
然后这个丰盛的生命呢，是耶稣要我们每个人都可以得到的。
Do you want this abundant life that Jesus has offered to you?
你希望得到耶稣要给你的这个丰盛的生命吗？
Because we surrender to Him, and because we can.Serve and we can give.
因为我们降服于他，所以我们可以去给予，可以去服侍。
And Jesus offers that kind of a abundant life that we live and to the fullest and no regret.
耶稣就要给我们这么一个丰盛的生命，我们可以去给予，然后可以过一个丰盛的生活。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we come before your presence and we want to thank you that you have sent your son to this world.
天父，我们来到你的面前，我们感谢你，派你的爱子来到这个世上。
Jesus, thank you that you died on the cross so that we may have this abundant life.
耶稣，我们谢谢你在十字架上为我们死，所以我们可以得到那丰盛的生命。
So help us, each one of us, that we are willing to surrender ourselves to you.
帮助我们每一个人愿意降服在你的面前。
And we're willing to deny ourselves and pick up the cross and follow you.
愿意放下我们的老我，致死我们的老我，来跟随你。
Help us to serve and to relate to one another.
帮助我们来服侍，帮助我们可以跟别人建立关系。
And help us also to give generously because you are generous.
也帮助我们可以放手的、慷慨的去给，因为你是一个慷慨的神。
You know that our hearts have struggles, and we still are not there yet.
你知道我们心里面有的时候有挣扎，我们还没有到那个地步。
But Jesus, just fill our heart with your love so we can live the abundant life.
我们只是恳求你用你的爱来充满我们的心，我们就可以过那你要我们所有的丰盛的生命。
And we thank you in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.